The Hannah Whitten Show on FUBAR Radio.
Today I have with me Callum McSwiggan.
Hi.
Do you know why I invited you on the show? And you're wearing pink, very on brand, thank you.
Pink and blue.
And blue jeans,
blue jeans.
I got my nails done today, pink and blue.
Oh, they're beautiful.
Yeah.
10 out of 10.
Well, the pink on it, like, is on top of the blue and it turned purple, but it's fine, it's pink and blue.
They look kind of turquoise. Don't want to ruin this for you. But.
Stop it. If I had a copy of my book on me now, I could put my fingers next to it, and this blue is very...
similar.
It's very similar to that blue.
Very similar.
Just saying. Good.
Good. well done.
This is your first time on my show as a solo.
As a solo.
Yeah.
Why? We've been friends for so long. I feel left out.
It's happening now. Be grateful.
Okay. Yes.
Are you ready?
Is this the best game?
It's the game where you're going to prove your acting skills.
Oh, okay. Oh, no.
It's time for Dirty Talk.
I'm very excited for this game.
I'm excited to hear your acting abilities.
Oh,
okay,
no.
So basically, Cal and I have got three pieces of paper in front of us. Tiny little piece of paper with each one has a word on it. We don't know what the words are because they're upside down. And we are going to have phone sex.
Are we?
We're going to dirty talk with each other.
Oh, with each other?
Okay. Yeah.
It's like, who am I going to call?
Jesus.
Yeah.
Okay, with each other right now. We're going to simulate phone sex.
Okay.
As if you and me were going to do that.
Oh, Hannah.
Yeah. And then as we're doing it, you have to turn over a piece of paper and whatever the word is on that, you have to incorporate into
the sexual story, the sexual fantasy we're creating together.
Yeah, you're a writer as well. So I like fully believe that you are going to be wonderful at this. Okay, are you ready?
Yeah, I am.
Okay.
Do I hold my phone?
No. Well, you can hold a fake phone. Do you want to call me?
Yeah. Okay. Beep, 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 beep,
beep, beep. Beep, beep. Hello.
Hey, Hannah Whitten.
Hi, Callum. Why are you calling me so late?
You know, I've just been lying here in bed and, you know, that Justin Bieber song we like came on.
Mm.
And
what do you mean?
What do you mean indeed?
Mm.
And I was just, you know, thinking about you and I thought I'd give you a little call and tell you what I've got in my pants.
What do you have in your pants?
Well... do you want to know what
I've got
in my pants?
Yeah, I want to know what you've got in your pants.
Well, Hannah Whitten, I could tell you, I've got a big salami. You know, the type you enjoy with cabbage.
This is so good. I love salami.
Do you?
And I love cabbage.
Bet you do.
Especially your cabbage.
How?
And your salami.
What do you want me to do with my cabbage?
Oh, I want you to... show me your cabbage in the full moon.
Oh, yeah.
I want you to, you know, in the glistening moonlight, I want to see your cabbage.
Yeah.
Full frontal cabbage.
Well, I'm going to give you my cabbage.
I want it so bad.
And do you know what else I'm going to give you, Hannah
Whitten? What are you going to give me?
I tell you what I'm going to give you. I'm going to give you the key to my chastity belt.
I didn't realise you were wearing a chastity belt. This makes this so much hotter.
Oh, I am. And I want to give you the key. And I want you to just leave me thinking about you for weeks and weeks on end, locked away.
I will keep that key so close to my heart, safe and sound. I will carry it around with me in my luggage. In my sexy luggage.
Oh, yeah.
My luggage is full of all of my toys and, more importantly, your key.
The key.
The key to your chastity
belt. Chastity belt.
Yeah, I will be back for you.
I'm getting so turned on, Hannah Whitten.
You can't get turned on because you're wearing a chastity belt and the whole idea is that it's supposed to hurt you if you get erect.
But it's an assless chastity belt, so my ass is...
wet.
...ready and wet and gaping. And it's just waiting for you to come and squash whatever vegetables you have inside it.
And I want to squash you so bad because I've got cute aggression towards you. Your face is just... oh, I have such cute aggression towards you, especially when you pretend to be a cute puppy and you bark.
Oh, do you want me to bark right now?
Yeah, I want you to bark for me.
Woof.
Oh, I'm so into it and I want to squish your cute little barky face. Okay, we're done. Callum, like, shook himself off. He feels so dirty. I feel like...
heterosexuality.
I feel like... well, we could have been anyone.
We could have been anyone.
That wasn't necessarily... I mean, it was heterosexual maybe because you are a man and I am a woman.
Yes.
But, like, we didn't gender the characters.
We didn't.
Necessarily playing.
We didn't gender them.
I mean, what's a cabbage?
We don't know. Cabbage could be anything. My cabbage can be anything you want it to be, Hannah White.
Oh, God. So liberating.
I know. Can we play this every night before bed?
What do you mean, just call each other up?
Yeah.
I like the idea that now you're going to go back home and you're going to be like, Rolly, Jamie, there's this great game.
I really, really am.
I really think as housemates, it will bring us closer together if this is our goodnight story.
This is a great drinking game.
How would you make it a drinking game?
Every time you get an erection, it's a game for people with penises only. Every time you get an erection, you have to drink.
Yep. Callum's drinking, everyone. Callum is drinking. Oh, my God. You're so secretly straight, though.
It's not hard. It's just semi.
That's fine.
Yeah.
It's back to, like, just any time I'm at one of your parties and it's just like, Hannah, stop stealing the gays.
I know. Stop taking the gay men away from me.
I'm sorry.
There's a limited pool.
It's fine. I'm taken now, so.
So, yeah. So now you can wing woman me up.
Oh, yes. Mm. Except that I don't like clubbing anymore.
No, Hannah.
I know.
Hannah.
I know.
Hannah.
I know. Not on a weeknight. I'll go on like a weekend.
But like you're like a YouTuber.
I know, but I'm a YouTuber.
What's a weekend?
I know, but I give myself weekends and I basically like work the equivalent of a 9 to 5.
That's really cool, actually.
Thank you.
Wait, I work a 9 to 5. I go out on a Thursday.
I can't do that. My body is not capable of doing that.
Saturday?
I'll go on a Saturday night, yeah.
Okay, and find me some cute boys to play with.
Yes, Friday or Saturday nights. Because you go out on a Thursday night and then you have to be in work on Friday.
Like, yes.
You just go to work and you do all your work hungover.
Yeah, but I can't.
I go out midweek and then I just, like, wake up really late and I don't get any work done because I work from home.
Oh, because you don't have you're not forced to go somewhere and do it. So you're just like, nah, I'm just going to stay in bed.
Yeah.
Yeah, I see the struggle.
Especially if, say if I'm out late drinking for a work event and I'm like networking or it's an event and there's a bar or whatever. In my head, like not stupidly, like sometimes it's valid, sometimes it's not. I'm like, this is a work event, so I get a lie-in.
Yes. I see.
And then I, like, sleep off the hangover. And it's just, yeah, I don't know.
It's just a really hard life when you get to stay in bed all day, isn't it, Hannah?
No, but this is the thing, is that I don't do that.
Because you're a good girl who behaves herself.
Yeah. The Hannah Whitten Show on Fubar Radio. I've got Ash Haldell with me. Woo, 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 woo. Yay, hello.
I'm so happy to be here.
You're American as well.
I know,
she came
that's
all
true.
The way from America to be on this show.
Just to see you and hang out with you, Hannah.
On this show, specifically.
To be on this show.
To be on the show. Okay, Ashley, are you ready for your favourite, well, not your favourite, well, it might be your favourite, but the most anticipated?
Yes, the most anticipated. I'm slightly nervous. I have never phone sex talked before. I think I tried once and it went poorly, but I'm all in.
Yeah.
And I'm ready.
I love your enthusiasm.
Okay.
So
it'll be weird.
Yeah, that's the plan.
Okay, good.
It's good if it's weird. So Ash and I are going to simulate phone sex. I'm going to call you up, and then I'm going to start talking dirty to you, and you're going to talk dirty back to me.
Okay.
What we have in front of us are 3 pieces of paper with words on them that we can't see, and during the conversation, we turn over them, like, one at a time, and whatever the word is on the piece of paper, we have to include in our dirty talk.
Are we trying to slip it in, like, unnoticed?
You can if you want, but it usually is pretty noticeable.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to call
you.
Do
we have, like, alter egos, or are you still Hannah?
You can be whoever you want.
My name is Fred.
You're going to be Fred?
Yes.
Okay.
Fred is the sexiest name.
Happy Mindy.
This is going to be the most obnoxious phone sex you've
ever. Okay.
All right.
Bring, 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 bring,
bring, answer. Bring. Hello, hello.
Hi, Fred, it's Mindy.
Oh, Mindy. My Mindy.
Oh, Fred, I was just thinking about you.
Mindy, where are you from?
Don't ask. It's fine. I, like, went to one of those international schools, so my accent's all over the place.
Ooh, I like girls like that.
Yeah.
It's a very niche thing, so I'm happy I found you.
Okay. Well, I was just... That's cool, I guess. Because I'm unique, you know? But, Fred, I was just thinking about you the other night and that cake that we ate.
Ooh.
And remember how you got the cake in your hand and you just shoved it in my face?
Yes.
So into that.
Yes, I remember that. And then I licked it off your forehead and it was nice. So many marshmallows on that cake. Oh, I love them.
I just love how bouncy and they...
I bounced them right off your nipples, baby. It was fun.
We burnt them on the fire first, and so they melted all down my belly.
Ouchie. But we were safe about it, and nobody got hurt.
It was totally consensual because I love you, baby. Mm-hmm. Fred.
Mindy, you're my little marshmallow Mindy. Oh, yum. Yum, sweetness.
Oh, yeah. But the thing, it was kind of funny though, because with burning off them marshmallows, we kind of like set the place on fire and we had to put gas masks on. But it don't matter because you in a gas mask, Fred, was so sexy.
Ooh, yep.
I just love seeing you in that gas mask. And it was such a tease because then I couldn't kiss you because we were both wearing gas masks.
Right, and we were running away from a fire, so we had other things to
do. Marshmallow fire. Oh, I have so many adventures with you, Fred.
Yes, but then we a little bit of our gas masks caught on fire. So we had to put on our swimming goggles and jump in the neighbor's pool. Do you remember that, Mindy?
I remember it. Ugh. Oh, it was so weird.
It was the weirdest.
So weird. And the neighbors came out and they were like, "Where are your morals?"
And I said, "We don't have morals. We're cheap." And I'm in love with Mindy.
And I'm in love with you, Fred. Oh my god, and the song just ended there. That's perfect.
Was that unlike any other phone sex call you've had?
Well, it was the first time I had an accent that was slipping in and out of like generic American, Southern Belle, sometimes British.
And then just generally uncomfortable. You're just like,
oh, okay, for the gap.
That's fine, okay. Moving on. Okay, I liked that. That was good. We can play that again.
My cheeks hurt from smiling so much. Why was I, like, being all Southern Belle? I think it's the whole, like, oh.
Because I'm a big, burly man. Yeah.
Uh-huh. God, gender norms. Just slipping right into everything. Oh. So you've never done the phone sex thing, or you have once before?
I've never done what?
The phone sex thing.
Mm-mm. I was long distance once, and I think that I, like, tried to initiate it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because I'm pretty, well, yeah, anyway.
that thought train just derailed.
So, I, like, hinted at it. I was like, maybe we could try to be intimate. And they were like,
oh.
And I was like, well.
Come on, Fred.
You could call me. And
yeah, but we already talked to each other on the phone.
Yeah, I know, but, like, we could. Never mind. So, like, because I think phone sex could be fun.
Yeah.
If I mean, I think real sex would be mo better. But when I was long distance, I was interested, but I think I felt pretty, like, shut down. And then, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that sucks.
Yeah.
Each their own, eh?
Yeah. It wasn't meant to be anyway, so, like, whatever.
You're like, never mind. No phone sex for you, anywho.
Right. Exactly.
No phone sex, no regular sex.
Yeah, none of the sex.
No sexting.
How often do you have phone sex?
Like, that sounds like I'm about to be like weekly, no. I'm much more of a sexter.
Oh, okay.
So, like, in text form?
Sure.
Like, if someone got hold of my phone.
Oh, I send dirty pictures. Is that the same?
Yeah, that's a form of sexting.
Okay. I do that.
I like that.
I'm, like, trying to prove myself. I'm like, I'm wild. I'm sexy.
I like doing that, but I'm still, I don't know, because I'm not married.
Sure. Oh, that's good. It's really
the
good.
Whole guys don't sext until you're married.
But you know what I mean? It's like Grace is the first person I've sexted with.
Oh really?
Yeah, but it wasn't really by choice. It was just because she was the first person to ever sext me.
Oh,
so
she was like, I just the initiator,
reciprocated,
and you were just like, I'm into it.
Yeah,
I like it.
But I think
yeah, it's
that's
like
a good
I will
rule.
Send underwear pictures because I'm like. I've posted a few underwear pictures on the internet anyway. So
that's what
like,
I mean by sexy pictures anyway.
I thought you were like nude.
Oh, well.
Like fully nude. Because if it was that, then I'm just like head not in the picture.
Sure.
But I don't think there aren't really any of those that exist of me that I've sent.
I think topless is the most I go in a
I'll
picture.
I'll be like holding my boobs like this.
Sure.
And I'll be like sexy. Uh-huh. I actually showed a picture of, like, a naked picture of myself, but my head isn't in. And I was, like, really proud of it because I thought I looked really good, like, really cool in it. And I showed it to a bunch of my friends. Like, I didn't send it to them, but I was, like, physically putting my phone in their face, being like, can I show you my nudes? And they were like, sure. So I showed them this picture, and my friend Riyad, who is a gay man.
I know Riyad, yeah.
Yeah. His best compliment that he could give me on my female form was, you look so, fertile. Which I love! I loved that. I look fertile.
What does that mean?
I think it was just, like, hips, tits.
Sure. Yeah,
you know?
Womanly. Yeah.
It was just like, you could impregnate me.
Yeah.
I would hold a child.
That is a compliment.
I could carry a child. Uh-huh. In my stomach.
I can imagine that in Riyadh's voice.
Childbearing hips.
You look so fertile.
You look so fertile. No, not even try.
Fertile, yeah.
Fertile. Fertile Myrtle.
Yeah.
The Hannah Whitten Show on FUBAR Radio.
In the studio, I have the Fratocrats with me, Mike
hello!
And Jacob Truman.
Say hello, Jacob. Get off your phone.
I was putting it on airplane mode.
You should have done that ages ago.
Oh, you don't have to do that. That's fine.
It's just courtesy, I suppose.
I suppose, yeah.
How are you guys?
We're great.
So we're going to play Dirty Talk. And the way that Dirty Talk works is that me and Mike are going to simulate phone sex. And the reason why it's me and Mike is because if it was Jacob and Mike, that would be...
Two brothers.
Gross.
Weird. And also,
we could make
Jacob's
it funny.
Gay, so he just didn't want to have phone sex with me. So
yeah.
We're just going to have some boring ass straight phone sex.
One of many reasons.
How many times have you played this game?
This will be the third time.
Oh, okay. That's not a big deal. Okay.
Yeah, but better.
Right, let's get through this game.
All right,
okay, let's
do it.
Let's
give
the
good advice.
Let's do it.
So the way that we're going to get Jacob to feel like he's involved in this game is he's written down... No, you can't look at the words.
I am not looking. I'm just preparing.
Some of the words that are written down for Michael and Hannah to use are... generated by the staff here, by the team here.
Uh-huh.
Some of them are generated by me.
It's been a collaborative effort.
Yeah, it's a whole thing.
So we don't know what the words are. We're going to have phone sex. I'm doing inverted commas. You guys can't see that. Phone sex. And as we are playing,
mm-hmm.
we'll turn over these cards and we'll see the word and we have to include that word in the phone sex.
I bet I can tell which ones.
One of them is at the end.
I bet I can tell which ones are Jacob's.
I mean, they'll be the ones that are handwritten.
Yeah, they're the ones that are written, Michael, you idiot. Right.
Okay, are we ready?
I haven't seen them, that's why.
You always need to go in that order.
All right, cool, thanks.
Bring, bring.
What the fuck?
Bring, bring. Bring, bring.
Hello.
Hello, Mike.
Oh, Hannah, it's you.
It is me. I was just calling because I was thinking about you.
Really?
Uh-huh. I think about you a lot.
Likewise, Hannah. I've been thinking about you a lot as well.
I think about you so much that sometimes I just need to put a gas mask on and choke myself so I stop thinking about you.
I mean, those are some extreme lengths to go to stop talking
about
me.
It's kind of weird that I'm using gas mask stuff, but you know what? Stuff that's dark turns me on, just like
I
you.
Know. I'm so dark. Okay, yeah. Well, I have to stop myself thinking about you as well because you are so sexy and I just need to... I need to think about how crepuscular you are.
I don't know what that word means. Will you educate me?
Crepuscular.
I need educating.
Is... your ankles are oversized.
Oh,
and I
don't know what that means.
That's what I think about to stop coming. I think about your ankles. So, yeah, but apart from that, I am on board.
It's good to know.
But Hannah, you do turn me on, and yeah. There is something I've got to say to you.
Yeah, what's that?
I want to fuck you so hard I get an injury.
Well, it's good that the feeling is reciprocated, because otherwise you would have to face rejection.
Yep, that's how that works.
That's how that works.
Consent!
Consent is important, because, you know...
Oh yeah, consent is so sexy.
And I'm so wet in my flap thinking about it.
Your one flap! Your singular flap!
My one flap! I'm showing Jacob the piece of paper. It says flap.
I've got one thing to say to that.
Uh-huh.
Yahtzee!
Yahtzee!
Yahtzee! It'd be like, hummina, Yahtzee!
Yahtzee's a great game that I play with my grandparents.
I'm so turned on now, Hannah. Thanks for that. Awesome.
Woo! Oh my god. Thank you for playing that game.
I have never spoken so sexually about someone that I am not fucking. Oh my god. Jesus.
Isn't it great? I feel like we should just always talk to our friends like this. I think it would give us all like... big confidence boost.
There is no way I'm talking to my friends about this. No way I'm talking to Daniel J. Layton like this.
I mean, I might.
Sure. Everyone likes Daniel J. Layton.
Oh, we love Dan. You're so bitter. He's great.
I am bitter. I'm bald and short. I am bitter.
Yeah, but he's annoying.
Good job he's not listening. Don't tweet Dan. Tweet Dan.
Okay. He loves it.
He loves it. Does he?
Well, that was fun. I
that
enjoyed
was great.
That.
I've been excluded from the last two.
How you fuck? You even like invaded my men's rights or, like talk.
Invaded,
okay, boys. Thank you, Jesus Christ. Do I have to? Oh my god, I just went into teacher mode, didn't I? Fuck.
You could have been a teacher, Hannah. You could have been a teacher.
I could if I didn't have loads of videos about me on the internet.
You could have been a rabbi.
I could not have been a rabbi.
Why not?
Didn't have a bat mitzvah.
Really?
You didn't have a bat mitzvah?
No, I chose against it.
Jewish, like in Jewish law, you're still a kid.
This is true, I'm not a woman. It doesn't matter if I've bled everywhere.
Jesus Christ! Like okay. You're just walking down the street.
Yeah, pretty much.
The Hannah Whitten Show on FUBAR Radio.
I have Juno Dawson
Hello.
With me. Cheers, 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 cheers! Juno is an amazing YA young adult author, writer.
Correct.
And journalist. Oh. And you've done like non-fiction as well mm-hmm. and stuff. I'm so happy to have you here.
Thank you for having me.
Haribo.
And wine.
Haribo and wine.
What could anybody
I know.
Want?
Normally I like go for crisps during the show and then by the end I'm like so bloated. But I feel like sugar might be a little bit better.
It's going to get us through.
Yeah. I know. Just going to be like, woo! By the end. Absolutely mental. Oh, all right, yeah. Juno, are you ready to play a game of Dirty Talk?
Yes, you'll have to tell me how this happens.
Okay.
Let's do it.
You got to throw yourself fully into this because okay, it can get weird. Okay, so the way that Dirty Talk works is mm-hmm. we are basically going to simulate phone sex.
Oh, okay.
So I'm going to call you up mm-hmm. and we're going to have a good little chat. And these pieces of paper, these turned up pieces of paper in front of us, have got random words on them. Mm-hmm. So during our conversation, we have to take it in turns to turn them over, and then we have to, in whatever we're saying, include that word in the sentence in that. Okay, you ready?
Are you going to tell me when to turn over the pieces of paper?
No, you can just, we'll take it in turns. So I'll do okay. one and then you do one, but like, just kind of like, keep all it right. flowing.
I've never been very good at phone sex. Is this?
Me neither.
This is why I don't do long distance relationships. Okay,
it's fine.
Let's go.
Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Got some sexy music.
Oh, all right. My.
I'm gonna call you up. Bring, 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 bring.
Hello.
Hi, Juno. It's Hannah.
Hi, Hannah.
I was just thinking about you.
Okay.
Oh yeah, I was just thinking about you and your last eruption. Oh yeah, baby.
Oh my god, that was a Vesuvius level eruption. Everybody drowned.
Oh yeah, I love drowning. Gets me off.
Wanted to give you a riddle.
Oh yeah?
And the riddle I've been thinking is, what's so hot it's dangerous?
Is it... Is the answer Juno Dawson?
Oh my god, yes. How did you know?
Because you're so hot and dangerous, baby. And you're so crafty, too.
crafty, crafty minx.
I am crafting right now.
Oh, what are you crafting?
A scrapbook of pictures of Hannah Witten.
Oh my god, don't show the internet.
I wouldn't. What we have.
Those are for your eyes only.
Is just for you and me. Some of the pictures are also of antiques.
Oh yeah. Well, I know how much you love a good nude antique. Just me, naked, and a vase. Holding that sweet seat vase. And this is a word I don't know. So I'm just gonna pretend it's a different word. Because what you also love is when I smash up those vases and cause absolute chaos. That's not the word on the
what
card.
What's the word? Can you spell it out?
C-H-O-A-S.
Oh, I think that might be chaos spelled incorrectly.
Oh, well.
Oh, sorry, that, that bad spelling turns me
on. This game is absolute chaos, and I know that you love it when shit goes wrong.
And do you know why that is, Hannah?
Why is that, Juno?
Because I'm greedy for chaos. Chips.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know how I love to eat food after making sweet, sweet love?
Sometimes during.
Even better.
Chippy.
I was about to say pour gravy on me, but gravy wasn't even like a word that was down. It actually just came to my head.
Also, I'm seeing scalding. That's a burning room. And that's when we had to go to A&E with the gravy scald.
Oh my god. I fucking love that game. That's so
ridiculous.
Do you
think there's anybody out there getting off on this? That would be amazing.
I fucking hope so. I was into it.
Vase chat. Somebody spicy vase chat.
It's now planted in my head that I want to do a naked photo shoot with just like loads of like vases. Antiques around me. Imagine.
Sexy armoire. That's a good word.
I know.
A good
how
word.
Funny would that be though? Imagine me in Downton Abbey, but nude.
Nude Downton Abbey.
Ooh. Are you okay?
I've got cramp. I'm just going to, right, you talk. I'm just going to walk it off.
Okay, Juno's walking it off.
That weird. Do you know, actually, should I tell you what it is? It's because I didn't want to wait for the lift at Caledonian Road, so I think I've actually possibly pulled a muscle in my leg walking up 156 stairs, which I remember because that's what the sign said.
Yeah.
That hurts.
Covent Garden's the worst one, though.
You never do that. That's
don't.
Only fools would do that.
Absolutely. Like, yeah, no. Unless you know that you are, like, in peak physical fitness and you're better than everyone.
Yeah. Like, you're a cross-training marathon.
I'm pretty
running.
Sure I have done it before.
I once made my mum do it as well because it was going to be really easy. Whoops.
Yeah. You do it once and then you're like, never again. Never again.
Ever.
No. The Hannah Witten Show on FUBAR Radio. I have with me Jazza John.
Hello.
Greetings.
Greetings.
How are you, dear?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm not too bad. You're a welcome break from revision and essay writing at the moment because I'm in the middle of a blooming master's. Why I did that to myself,
good.
I don't know. But I desperately need the hummus and the celery that we have on our desk right now.
Yes.
As like a mental break.
All right, Jazza, are you ready for the next game?
I am so ready. I'm really up for this as well.
Me too. I'm excited. Okay. So this is dirty talk.
Yes.
I was trying to do my, like, putting on my mank accent again.
Dirty talk.
Dirty. Anyway, so the way that this game goes is that Abby has put in front of us three pieces of paper with words on them that we cannot see. Mm-hmm. Do not look.
I'm not looking. Go. I'm just, like, arranging them. God, Hannah, get off the case.
And we are going to simulate phone sex with each other.
So I've never done this before.
Do you want to call me or shall I call you?
Oh, you call me.
Okay, I'll call you. And the way that it works is that during the phone sex, as we are talking dirty with each other, we have to turn over the card and then see what is on it, the word, and put that word into the conversation. Did you just try and burp again?
Yeah. No, I'm quite gassy.
Is this
I'm
what
really
celery
sorry.
Does to you?
This is apparently what celery and hummus does to me.
Okay.
I still have one in my, like, throat, so I might be burping during our phone sex.
Sounds
but you
great.
Will be into that.
Uh-huh. You will.
You will.
You will.
Be into that.
Okay, we ready? Mm-hmm.
I forgot that there was music. Christ.
Hey, get in the mood, babe. Mm-hmm. Okay. Ding, 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 ding. Drink, 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 drink.
Oh, hi, Hannah.
Hi, Jazza.
How's it going?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, you know, nothing much. just like hanging out.
Yeah, me too. It's just I'm sat here with my celery and my hummus and I was thinking about you.
Oh yeah, that's like totally our thing.
Yeah. Mm. So saucy, that hummus.
I mean, it is technically a condiment.
You know how I feel about condiments.
You've always loved it when I talked about condiments.
You know what I say, food and sex.
I have a confession about my condiments.
I'm listening.
I've actually moved on to Marmite now. I know, you love savoury shit.
You know me so well. I love Marmite.
I love it when we lather it onto our pork pies.
The best thing about Marmite is how strong it is. And so you only need, like, a little bit. And I love pouring different foods and condiments all over your body like a jigsaw. And making, putting all the pieces together on your body as my blank canvas and...
Oh, that's so rude.
Putting... Oh, yeah, you know I'm filthy, baby.
Oh, tell me more about this Marmite jigsaw.
Oh, yeah, so, like, as it pours all down your body, and I... all the
Where is it on my body?
It's on your chest hair.
Oh, yeah.
And as the...
It's going to be a pain to get out later.
It's fine, I'll shower with you, babe. I can't believe you broke then more than me. Keep going. Keep going, baby. Keep going.
Yeah, keep going. Oh, what other condiments do you want to rub on me and make
I was
going to
ask
with?
You what condiments do you love?
Bribery. Oh, bribery. I love it when we use bribery in the bedroom.
Oh, yeah.
And you bribe me with, like...
With condiments.
Ginsters.
Yeah. I'm like, I will pour this Marmite on you for some Vegemite.
It's basically the same product, but I'm totally down with that. I love exoticisms.
And then once the Marmite jigsaw on your chest is complete...
Complete.
I will grab that sock puppet. called Henry that we keep in the cupboard and he will lick it off you and all off your body. You know how much you love Henry.
Yeah, I mean, I'll be honest, this has kind of hit me out of the blue, Hannah, because I've never really been into sock pockets before. Who have you been trying this with?
Your brother.
Oh, it's a family affair. Me.
Henry was your brother's imaginary friend.
Okay, you've ruined it now.
Have you got one more?
I don't have any more.
Did you do three? What
I
were your
three?
I did
do three. Confession was my first one.
Yeah. That one I didn't notice. Very
Thank you. Confession and rude were actually quite easy to get in there. Bribery, less so.
Wait, what was the other one you put in?
Confession. Rude.
I thought your other word was Marmite.
No, I just went with something savoury. That was from the ether of my own brain.
Oh, this is wonderful.
Oh my god, I'm so random. I should make like YouTube videos.
That was so fun. I just want to like tell people what was going on during that. So as I was describing the Marmite jigsaw, Jazza is like laying back in his chair and touching his chest sensually.
Yeah, I mean, I've got GCSE drama. I got a C. And so I just like really get into character. You know? That's what they taught me at Brentwood School. Should I mention the school that I went to?
You just
did. It's too late now.
You just did. Wonderful. How did that make you feel, Jazza?
I could never do that seriously. I could never do phone sex seriously.
Really? Do you know it's very simple? And it's not just phone sex, like dirty talk in general. It's very simple. You do three things. Mm-hmm. Talk about what you're going to do, talk about what you are doing, and then you talk about what you just did.
Cool.
That's it.
Yeah. So makes me feel uncomfortable. But
do you like hearing it?
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm a very...
I'm like all about... I just need words.
So during intercourse, I do quite enjoy somebody who is rather vocal.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, we were talking about this with the show with Ash.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Screaming.
Although only when it's, like, genuine.
Yeah.
Because otherwise it's slightly off. It's like, you've watched too much porn, haven't you? You're pretending.
We were talking about the screaming thing.
Mm-hmm.
Or just being loud generally in sex on the show with Ash. And then later someone tweeted me being like, just wait until you have kids and you have to have silent sex. Oh, no. I don't know if they said it that angle, that tone that I used, but
it came across in the tweet.
Yeah.
I feel like just soundproof the kids' room.
Just put headphones on them when they go to bed.
Yeah, on there, or earplugs.
Play music in their bedroom.
Or just send them over to Gran and Grandad's. That's fine.
Play,
that's what my parents did.
Like the Harry Potter audiobooks in their ears as they go to sleep.
Oh my God, that's exactly what my parents did.
They were fucking!
Genuinely, that was a penny drop. Wow, my whole
they
childhood has
been
changed.
Fucking! Your parents had sex.
No, they didn't. They never had sex. They're
how many siblings
peoples.
Do you have?
Just one. So they only did it twice, and it was purely for procreation purposes.
What about you?
I mean, the way that God defines it, I've technically never had sex. No, I've had sex with women, actually,
oh.
So like a few times.
Like, oh.
That joke doesn't even work. But yeah, a few times. Are we comparing numbers? Because I have no idea what mine is.
I'm absolutely not saying on the radio. Like, absolutely not.
No?
There's fine. No way. Nope.
Show on Foo Bar Radio.
Woo! Oh, there we go. It's El Meadow.
It's me, El Meadow.
There we go. He's like, woo!
Woo! That's my introduction to pretty much every occasion.
Good. I've got my Phenomenal Woman t-shirt on, which is a reference to a poem by a woman whose name I'm going to totally mispronounce right now, but I'm going to go with Maya Angelou.
Okay.
I'm going to pretend...
Yeah.
I'm just going to say it confidently, uh-huh. Maya by Maya Angelou.
I mean, really, it's the effort that counts.
Yeah. And
yeah,
I've got this t-shirt that says Phenomenal Woman and been wearing it all day and I'm feeling good.
Feeling phenomenal. That's all I aspire to do, to be female.
I'm into it. I'm into it. And you've decided to come on my show with no idea of what is happening. I love this.
No idea what's going on.
Yeah.
I turned up, got handed a piece of paper, sat down and we're rolling. Like...
Yeah.
How does the radio work?
Well, right now we're going to play a game called Dirty Talk. Are you ready?
Yes.
Do you know how this game goes?
Vaguely.
Vaguely. I will explain. So me and Elle have got three pieces of paper in front of each of us, so three each, and they are turned upside down so we don't know what is written on them. We are going to simulate phone sex or dirty talk.
Oh.
We're going to get real dirty. Well, or whatever. We're going to get something. Who knows? Who knows what it will be? And then as we are in the mood, as we are, like, getting our groove on, we will take it in turns to turn over a piece of paper, which will have a word on it, and then we have to put that word into what we're saying, into
okay.
the narrative
right.
of events.
Is it a competition or is it just
It's not a competition. Fancies. It's literally just, like, it's an improv game.
Oh!
Everyone loves a good improv game. Are you ready?
Yes.
We've got some... sexy music.
I wish you guys could see me dancing right now.
Oh yeah. Okay,
it's really sexy.
I'm also just like burping up some cider. It's real hot. Okay, who wants to start? Who's calling who?
Me.
Okay.
Bing, boop, 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 boop. Ring ring. Ring ring. Ring ring.
Hello.
Hi, Hannah.
Oh, hi, Elle.
How did you know it was me?
Because I saw that it was you calling on my phone. I have your number.
Yeah.
I have your number saved since last time I saw you.
Oh, Hannah.
I can't stop thinking about that time.
Me neither.
Oh, yeah? Every time I think about it, I chew on my cheeks. I get so aroused in public, I have to control myself.
Hannah, you have no idea how orange that turns me with lust.
You know orange is my favourite colour.
I do.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I love it when you turn orange. It really gets me going. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I want to paint your whole body in orange.
I bet you do.
Mm-hmm.
I want to paint
I've got some orange paint in my garage. Come over tomorrow night and I'll paint you in orange. Honest, I will.
Honestly.
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 Oh, Hannah, you know how to turn me on. Stop it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to have to be mopping up all of this
paint.
Happiness!
All of the paint.
All of the orange paint.
Off the floor.
after we paint each other with it erotically.
Yeah, we'll be naked, body painting each other in orange.
Oh, stop. Oh shit,
just spilt cider.
Well, let's hope we don't spill any paint. Or, you know, things could get messy and dangerous, but don't worry, because I brought helmets for us to wear. Safety first. Better safe than sorry.
Yeah.
We don't want any orange babies. I'm serious, Elle. I'm really turned on by you, and I want this to happen, and I want it to be real.
Mm-hmm. The way you talk about the colour orange just arouses me. I am so open to trying orange paint.
Open. Like, open-minded or, like, physically open?
Open-minded, open to you, open to other... No.
That's your hard limit.
It might be my kink, but it's not your kink.
Orange paint is my kink. You're my kink.
Hannah.
Elle.
Hannah.
Elle. Anyway, we did it.
I could not keep a straight face.
You were like gone.
I normally consider myself like Tina Fey, like poker face all the way.
Yeah.
Just broke me instantly.
What were your words then? Orange, open, and mop.
Yeah,
brilliant. I'm with chew honest cider. And humble.
Oh, I've got
but
some
like genuinely got I spilled some toilet paper here.
Oh yeah, why do we have that in here?
We have toilet paper in the studio because I got really sweaty and I needed toilet paper to mop up my armpits. Mop
True
again.
Yeah.
This is my reality.
Just a busy girl.
This is my reality. Just let me live my life.
Women get sweaty. Okay,
I know, right? This is just a hard truth. I hate it.
I hate this sweaty life.
It's because I just filmed a thing and I was under lights and that always gets me going.
Yes, you know, lights are just very...
They're hot!
Light.
They're really hot.
The Hannah Whitten Show on FUBAR Radio.
This is Daniel J. Layton.
Hi. Oh, yeah, I've been here before. I am apparently the first repeat guest.
First repeat guest. I love games. So this game is called Dirty Talk.
Yeah.
And the idea is that we are going to simulate phone sex.
How lovely.
We're going to dirty talk with each other. But Abby has come in and she's given us 3 pieces of paper each, turned down, so we don't know what's on them.
Good.
On each piece of paper is a word that we have to include in our dirty talk.
Now, normally, Hannah, before I let her go dirty talk to me, she takes me for dinner.
I bought you Haribo.
That is an equivalent, so thank you very much. We can do this.
I bought you Haribo and Peroni.
Yeah.
this is love. Or lust. Ooh, what's it going to be?
Quite.
Exactly.
Will you start? I'm nervous.
I will start.
Thank you.
Okay, are you ready?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah? All right. Bring, bring. Bring, bring.
Hello.
Bring, bring. Oh, hi, Dan.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you. Who's this?
This is Hannah, one half of Dana.
Who?
Remember me?
No.
Right, that's not how you play the game. This is improv, you yes and.
Drop some paper. Fine. Yes, I remember you.
Sorry, I got the wrong number. Bye.
Okay,
bring, 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 bring.
Hello.
Bring. Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Dan.
Oh, Hannah, hi.
Hi. So weird, I called the wrong number just before.
It's weird, I got a wrong number too.
It was really awkward.
Yeah. Odd.
But anyway, hi, how are you?
I'm doing fine, thanks.
Since last time we spoke.
Yeah, I'm doing fine, thanks. I'm so mad at this. Come on, yeah, I'm doing great. Thank you, how are you?
Good. I've just been thinking about you and all of those Haribos that we ate the other night.
Okay.
Yeah, they've given me a bump. In my belly.
Because we ate too many?
I ate so many Haribos. I've got a Haribo baby bump.
Right.
And it's yours.
Well, I've found one way to beat that is by excessive lunging.
Oh.
And I thought perhaps you might want to come and lunge with me.
I would love to lunge with you.
Thank you.
How much I love lunging.
Yes, lunging.
I think it would especially help with the bump that I now have.
Yeah. Work up quite an appetite by lunging.
Do you know what I would love to do whilst lunging?
Yeah.
I would love for you to encourage me and like spur me on.
I can
do
that.
In a Geordie accent.
Have a good time with your lunging. You're doing grand.
Oh, that doing really great. Gets me going.
Doing fantastic.
Oh.
So good.
Yes.
You know what? If you lunge a little bit harder, you might squelch.
Oh, you know that you love it when I squelch
Go
for
on,
you.
Squelch for me.
I'm like, squelching for you.
Aye, aye. Oh, that's my best sound. I love it. I'm sorry to any Geordies out there listening to this phone call wiretapping with the microwave.
Oh, that just, when I squelch, it gives me a tingle all through my body. And I hope that you get a tingle too.
Oh, I always get a tingle, especially when I'm doing a Geordie accent and I hear you squelch.
Mm.
That's my favourite part of any evening.
We're so unique.
We are so unique. And you know, it's quite alarming.
Oh, how so?
I hope we can go through to when my alarm goes off for work in the morning.
Oh yeah, I want to lunge all night with you, baby.
Well, a lot of squelching will happen.
A lot of squelching.
Yeah. In my Geordie accent.
No, I'm not going to try.
Do it.
No.
Try one.
Nope. The bed ended. Oh, I just hung up.
That was so strange. I just got a strange phone call.
I am hot.
I'm so hot. Squelching is my favourite word.
Squelch.
Squelch was a good one.
Also, I'm like Haribo pregnant throughout all of that.
Yeah. I just got this huge Haribo baby. And we're just doing exercise. It's just very squelchy. In the northeast?
No, we're not in the northeast. I just love it when you do a Geordie accent.
Oh, right, okay. So we can
just
be anywhere.
It really turns me on.
Right. Like,
sorry, this game is over. Yeah. Doesn't turn me on. I'm fine.
No.
No.
She's sweating quite profusely.
I did sleep with a Geordie once.
Did you? How'd that go?
It was great.
Good. What's his name? Thought I could catch you off guard.
No! You never will. You never will. Do you dirty talk much?
Not presently, but I have.
But you're into
it? I was in a long-distance relationship, so there was a lot of texting and Skype calls.
All of that good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'm into it.
This was before like Skype was really a thing, so it was MSN Messenger with webcam and phones.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm out of practice, though. I'm a bit rusty.
I can tell.
Yeah, thanks. Also, like, I was very nervous. It's very strange to have phone sex with someone who's looking at you.
Yeah, I know. I'm, like, making eye contact the whole time.
Staring at me, asking me to talk to you in Geordie.
Dodging
and I've got to somehow
Geordie
work
done.
The word squelch into the conversation. I'm feeling very bothered.
Wait, hold on.
Dalium obturaculum.
That does calm me down. Thank you very much. If I can just get that on a loop to listen to when I'm sort of trying to meditate.
Dalium obturaculum.
Sounds like Sana doing Dutch. That's what I've just realised it sounds
like. Oh, I love Sana. Are you
Miku.
Are you going to VidCon Amsterdam?
Fingers crossed.
Ooh.
Have you been to Amsterdam before?
I have, yeah. I've been like to Amsterdam a couple of times.
Never ever been in my life?
It's loads of fun. I'm
Haribo and
I'm
beer,
talking
baby.
Weird because I keep needing to burp.
Just
and I'm
let
just
it
like,
out. Let it rip.
Also, I will say, like, because we ate all the Haribo basically before we started, normally on these shows, I'm like eating crisps or whatever it is, and then I just never time it right.
Right.
And the song has ended and I'm talking with a mouthful, like, wah.
So, if anything, by eating this within 2 minutes, I've done you a service.
You really have, because I've got going in my stomach is gassy beer.
Also, can we discuss the fact that while we were trying to talk dirty to each other, there was a banana being eaten outside?
I was wondering what you were pointing at.
Yeah.
I was like, what's going on?
It was like, fully, the sexy music starts playing and the banana was begun peeling. And I was like, what's happening?
That's our producer on the other side of the...
Just trying to distract my guests.
Not,
it worked!
Dan's all flustered!
I am!
Squelching bananas! And
lunging away.
Lunging.
Oh, I was very alarmed. That was my third word, alarm.
Oh, I've forgotten my words already. Geordie, bump, and...
Tingle. Which is too real. The Hannah Whitten Show on Fubar
Radio. I have with me Jack Howard and Dean Dobbs.
Hello.
Woo! I, for a second there, I thought you were going to be like, hello, groovy people on the internet.
No.
Is that a throwback to you?
Yeah, we do, but that's referred only. That's exclusively for our channel. We will not be doing it here.
Oh. Okay. Fine. That's fine. Do you boys have any idea what you've gotten yourselves into? this evening?
No, I'm a little bit scared, if I'm honest.
I assume it's a radio show, but as far as that, I don't know what else we're going to be doing.
Yay! Good. Do you want to be initiated?
Yeah. Sure.
Oh,
what?
No, initiation.
I only ever hear initiations when it's in some sort of cult.
Or, like, a fraternity.
Which, same in a way, thing. Is sort of like a diet cult.
Yeah, it's definitely still...
I love a diet cult, please.
Oh, God. Are you guys ready for a game?
Absolutely.
Can it? Does it have another theme music?
Well, kind of. It doesn't have, like... You'll see.
Oh.
So, this game is called Dirty Talk.
Okay.
And in front of you, I have put three pieces of paper upside down. You can't see what's on them. Mm. On each one is a word. And you boys are going to simulate phone sex with each other. So you're going to dirty talk with each other.
Not for the first time. Am I right, Dean?
Silence. I love it. And kind of like one at a time, like whilst you're like mid-conversation, turn over a piece of paper and whatever word is on that you have to incorporate into the dirty talk. All right. You guys are comedians, improvisers. You know the drill.
Well, that's
that's
the professional titles.
Yes, and
yeah. So, what's the theme music?
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Who's going to call who?
Oh. I'm going to call Dean.
Okay. Sick.
Wow.
Is this getting you in the mood?
I mean, I was already there, but I mean, it's helping.
Okay.
So,
ring, ring.
fucking hello.
Dean.
Hey man, how you doing?
All right, thanks, mate. What are you doing?
Nothing much. I'm just sat in bed.
Yeah. All right.
Eating. Just eating, really. Just eating loads of food. Mm. I got no shirt on. I'm just eating.
Oh, brilliant! My next question was going to be what you wearing.
Nothing at all. Just boxers and stuff. They got little palm trees on them and stuff. What do you want?
I want to. You know. I just thought that our relationship. We could take our relationship to the next level.
Oh, really? In what sense?
I thought we could We could try dirty talking on the phone.
I mean, I'll give
do
it
this
a go.
For me. Do
all right,
this for
fine.
Me.
Yeah, all right, fine. I ain't got anything better to do.
Can you take your boxer shorts off?
I mean, I could, if you want me to.
Can you...
But slowly or what?
Do you have a drink near you?
I do, actually, yeah.
Can you pour the water onto yourself?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, what, starting from chest? Or
yeah.
From
the chest down.
Oh, shit, okay. Oh, cold.
Nice.
Yeah, all right, well, my turn,
yeah.
I think.
Oh, nice. I like where this is going. I didn't think you'd be that into it, but...
Alright, cool. I mean,
what do you want, Dean? I'm ready.
I genuinely don't know how I'm gonna do. Sorry, I shouldn't be laughing. I'm sexy.
Yeah, you are.
You know what? You know what, Jack?
Yeah, what's up?
See me right now with no shirt on, just sort of covered in beer now. The bed's an absolute mess. I would love to take you to an island somewhere, and just, I don't know, go to town on a beach somewhere. Can I pour beer over you?
You can do whatever you want, man.
Yeah? The more expensive, the better?
Yeah. Get some Versace.
Damn it. I love it when you steal your punchlines from me, Jack. So that's hot.
Yeah, good. What word did you just put in?
Island.
Okay, Dean. Well, it's my turn now, mate. You drive me wild. I've never been able to tell you this, and that's why I've waited for so long to call you and do this on the phone.
Oh, right, okay.
This is... The way you are, it's like magic. Like,
is it?
Yeah.
Good job.
And I want you to, like, I really want you to use a really... And do this for me.
Okay.
I want you to use a really weird word. It turns me on when you use, like, something bizarre and out of the blue.
Well, I mean, I could probably do that for you,
yeah,
Jack.
Please do, yeah.
I'm not going to lie, actually. These images and stuff that I'm getting, once again, covered, soaking in my bed, covered in beer.
I'm close now.
Like, I'm feeling filthy. I need to be sanitised. This is,
was that the word?
Listen, I'm trying to be fucking sexy.
Okay,
give me a second.
Yeah.
Sorry, is sanitised not sexy enough for you? I've been giving island and sanitised. Give me a break.
Sorry, there was a bit of a disconnection in the line there. You're now reconnected.
Oh, lovely. Okay, cool.
I'm going to pour some more beer on me. Oh, jeez.
Is it cold?
It's a little bit.
Lovely, yeah. Is it squishy? Squish it.
Yeah. I'm going to squish the shit out of myself.
Lovely, yeah. I'm very close now. All I need is one more thing to get me over the edge. Imagine.
I'm very squishy. I might...
You're very squishy, yeah. That's what I've always said about you.
Yeah. Do you like that? Do you like me being squishy? Mm. Would you like to have a little splash around me? Like a little pat? Yeah. You like pat my wet stomach? Like...
Like that. Oh, yeah. Keep making that noise. Yeah, brilliant.
Yeah,
I
like that?
Love this. I love this.
Well, I mean, I came. So.
What was your third word?
Splash.
That was giving
sanitize, island, and splash.
Thanks very much. I did a jizz.
Yeah, really?
I feel it coming.
Oh, hi, Hannah. I didn't know you were here. Jeez.
Yeah, Hannah's over at mine.
I was that annoying sister listening in on the line. Because obviously you're on a landline.
Yeah, of course.
Jeez. How else would people do phone sex?
Was it even subtle?
That was great. I think my favourite thing about the whole thing is that Jack, you know, just looking at me as if I was this, like, teacher, and you kept, every time you said your word, you would turn over the piece of paper and be like, look, I did it.
Yeah.
Look, miss, please, I need your approval.
No, like, this, you joke, but that, I mean, obviously I was going like, look, that was the word.
Yeah.
I didn't know if you remember what the words were.
No, I totally knew what the words were.
And I didn't know if it was a point system, but the way that you describe that is exactly the way my brain works. My brain goes, approval?
Yeah.
Did I do it right?
And
that
I was like,
this genuinely
is
how I work.
This is adorable.
Yeah.
He's like, look, I did it. I got the word.
Squish.
Oh, that was proper cute. How did that make you feel? Good?
I have a semi. I'm sorry, I don't know. We'll address that after the show.
Yeah, we will.
We'll have a squish. Maybe we'll sanitise it and we'll go on an island.
I mean...
We'll leave that for the next
So if he's got a semi, we should be able to see it.
Hey,
he's covered it all.
Stop looking.
No!
The Hannah Whitten Show on Foobar Radio.
I'm really sorry. I've started off with food in my mouth. I'm so bad at this. Clearly, like, just from the get-go, there's food in my mouth. I'm so sorry. I have with me Daisy Buchanan. Hello. I'm so excited to have you on. For people who are listening who don't know who you are, do you want to, like, introduce yourself and, like, what you do?
Oh, no.
I can do it for you. Daisy is a writer, journalist, and author. There we go. Nailed it. An agony aunt.
And an agony aunt. That's pretty much all of my different jobs.
I love that so much. We're going to be playing. So, have you got any idea what you've gotten yourself into?
I think some sexy times.
Mm.
There's going to be plenty of hot chat.
Oh, yeah. So, we've got our wine. So, it is time for dirty talk. So, Daisy and I have got three pieces of paper in front of us, and we are going to simulate phone sex with each other. And on these pieces of paper are random words, and during the phone sex, we will turn them over and we have to include that in the sentence, and it'll be hilarity will ensue.
Excellent. Another one of my jobs I would have had, or I would have liked to have had if I didn't do the job I do now, is professional phone sex lady. So,
like one of the phones that people ring up and you're like,
yeah.
Hello, I'm Cindy. Good evening. All right, we've got some music to get us in the mood. All right. Bring, 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 bring. Bring, bring.
Hello.
Oh, hi, Daisy. It's Hannah.
Hi, Hannah. How are you doing?
I'm good. I was just watching some videos of people popping spots on YouTube and it made me think of you.
Oh, were the spots big?
Oh, they were so big. They made me want to draw you with spots all over you so I could pop all of them. Concentrate, Daisy. This is very serious. My desires are real.
And would you draw me on, like, plain A4 paper or the kind with stripes?
Oh, definitely stripes. Get that texture of skin, you know? Oh, you're so stripy in your stripy dress right now. Oh, yeah. And I would paint you green because I'm really into Elphaba. I've got lots of fantasies about Wicked. I would like to defy gravity with you.
I would be very, very into that. I could just imagine Neil Green with you in the room eating Doritos and hummus.
Oh, yes. And we would be... I would be popping your spots, drawing you in green, eating Doritos and hummus whilst we watched Batman. Just to top it all off.
Ooh, you could bat my man time. And if the spots were very, very big, I might need some protection. Or you might need some protection. So I'd like you to be drawing me all green and spotty. We'll have the HMS and watch Batman, and I'd really like to see you wearing an anorak.
Oh, raincoat. Protection. Oh my goodness, I'm so into it.
That was erotic.
That was so erotic. My words were draw, green, and Batman.
Ah.
What were your words?
Mine was stripes, hummusen, anorak, or raincoat.
Amazing. I loved it. I love hummus. And you were like, Doritos. And I'm like, I am eating Doritos right now as well.
I think that's what gave me the idea.
Perfect.
The Hannah Witten Show on FUBAR Radio.